Julian Jamo
and the big return to Radio Catskill of Richard Travis. Is always a treat. So it's great to see these folks here, and it's going to be great hearing them. Kathy, I'm going to get out of your way so you can get things started on Now and Then.
Thank you, Jason. Here we go. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we've got live music, right here at Radio Catskill. We'll be featuring Richard Travis and Julian Jamo. So it's really exciting to see all the energy here at the station with our fun drive going on today. You know, we're halfway through our fun drive, and we're at actually about halfway through getting to our goals. So, you know, to encourage everybody to understand how original and how unique Radio Catskill is, we're bringing you live music all day today. I think this is the final hour of live music, and I'm excited to have Richard Travis here in the studio. Richard, see if your microphone's hooked up.
I'm seeing if my microphone is hooked up right now.
And it is. Oh, we're so excited.
Okay, wow.
Whoa, okay.
Whole thing's happening here. Great.
Yeah, it's all happening. It's coming together really fast. So you know what? While you listen today and you appreciate what's going on, try to remember that this is public radio. We need your support to stay on the air, and public radio is such a valuable resource, especially now. So please take a time, get in touch with us. You can call us on the phone at 845-482-4141. There are all kinds of really interesting characters sitting around answering the phones. So please take a minute and get in touch with us. You can go online to wjffradio.org and you can donate. So when I think about energy and donation, the things that people give, music is so important. Music is such a force for change. And there's nothing like live music. So I'm sitting across here from Richard Travis. Hi.
Hi, you are.
And, you know, I have seen Richard perform over the years, and he's always such an exciting performer, and I never know what to expect. So Richard, tell us, do you know what we can expect from you today? What do you got in plan?
Wow, Kathy, there's so much that I expect from myself. And when I start, if I focus the lens on myself, what is Richard going to do today on this lovely, lovely rainy day? So many things happening in the world. What can I offer? There's so much. We all have so much to give. But, you know, for some reason, this whole guitar singer thing has been what I have had to give. And here I am giving it. What it shall be, Kathy. But what I'll tell you just for fun is 845-482-4141.
Oh, my man.
See, you know, that's how we do around here. We tell the truth. And if you want to hear more truth, man, if you're going to donate to a radio station that wasn't going to supply truth, this is the one, guys. You know, this ain't no big corporate thing. This is, you know, I mean, it was water powered at one time. You know how it goes. It changes. Life changes. Support the radio, though.
I'm definitely
be playing music that's in support of radiological things.
Radioactive
things. You were gonna everybody activate your radio right
radioactivism.
Now. Yeah, no, radioactivism.
That's it. Yeah, we got WJFF. It. Quick, let's trademark
it. Yeah, that's done. Yeah, that's my new band name. Radio Richard Travis with radioactives, and there's two S's in Richard Travis, by the way. There's a silent S at the beginning of Richard. It's Richard. Yeah. Thank you. You're welcome. I hope to just be able to channel all the insane, wonderful, chaotic energy that's out there and put it into, you know, a nice digestible 3.5 to 4 minute sort of song. And maybe you'll get the download, maybe you won't. There's cheat codes all in through it, whatever it's got to be. Easter eggs is kind of, we're coming on to, I don't know if we're allowed to talk about holidays on the radio, But I don't know. There's a list of words
well,
I can't say.
There
that they
are
put in
a list of banned words that are federally banned. Climate change is one of them. You can't mention climate. Can't mention women.
You're
don't
mentioning
mention
climate
gays.
Change right now.
Don't mention Latino
wait,
people.
Wait, wait. You
or
can't mention
people.
Gays. Like I'm gazing
no,
at my phone right now.
Uh-uh.
I'm gazing at my phone right now.
Diversity. Who do you think you are? Oh, you're a white man. Wait a second.
I'm pretty diverse.
You can say anything you want.
One of my eyes goes the one way, and the other one goes the other way. That's a pretty diverse kind of look, I think. Let me tell you.
You meet in the middle.
Yep.
Meet
no.
Meet
you know,
in the middle. Left and right are coming together.
Exactly, Kathy.
We are coming together.
You know, whatever it's got to be, and I hope everyone's happy here. Well, if you can be happy, please. You know, if anyone knows the trick to happiness, first of all, I'll give you my personal phone number because I need it. You know what I'm saying?
You know, he's got a guitar.
I do.
Sitting in his lap,
it's
and he
true.
Has played this guitar so much that where the pick hits the wood, it's all scraped away. This guitar has seen a lot of action.
Oh, I bought it this way.
This guitar has seen a lot of... Okay, never mind.
No, I didn't. I bought it. It was very nice condition, yeah. And I've scritched it up a little bit. You know, I'm a Leo, and I have claws. You know, even though I use the pick and stuff, I still, let me tell you, it gets all richy ratchinacity.
By the way, this is our fun drive. You're listening to Radio Catskill.
Right.
Don't let us distract you. Uh-huh. Please make a donation. WJFFradio.org. And he's got the phone number memorized. 845-482-4141.
845-482-4141.
So we have live music and we're about to have some.
Okay, here's some live
here we
music.
Go. Here we go.
Thank you guys for vibing with me, feeling like I'm feeling frisky, feeling like I'm drinking whiskey, feeling like I'm from Poughkeepsie, whoa, the pressure never hits me, all the love you could wish me, I don't think the photograph can catch it, I don't know what I would do, I don't know what I would do. Yes, I'd get lost, for sure get lost. I would be lost without you. No, I don't know what I'd do. I do not know what I'd do. Yes, I'd get lost without you. To my, so I hold you close to my soul, to my soul. Yes, I hold you close to my soul. Hold you to my hold you to my soul to my soul. Come on, you little doe-eyed, do-eyed, you cried for me, said you can't do nothing for me, said you'd one day soon ignore me, pour me ounces of booty, bouncy houses, haunted, howling, disappearing, shunted, scowling, wisdom teeth, with beating pulses, I feel them, and I don't know what I'd do. No, I don't know what I'd do. Yes, I'd get lost, for sure get lost. I would get lost without you. No, I don't know what I don't know what I'd do. Yes, I'd get lost without you. To my so I hold you close to my soul. Yes, I hold you close to my yeah, I hold you close to my ear. I hold you to my soul.
One more thing.
I just so happen to dance, well bam, what you want from me? From the bottom of the top of your rosary. Didn't know it was like that, mom, it's so sweet. I love you to my soul. With your two eyes closed. Do I love you? Yes, I do. Do I love you? Yes, I do. I hold you, I wanna hold you to my soul. give you full control. To my, I wanna hold you to my soul. Give you full control. To my. I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I would do. Yes, I'd get lost without you.
That's Richard Travis.
It is.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Richard. I've heard you sing that song, and every time you do it, I just have to stop what I'm doing and just listen. It's beautiful. Thank you so much for your gifts. So here we are. We're at Radio Catskill. We're all hanging out here live in the studio, and we're in the middle of our fun drive. And I just want to say a big thank you. We just got an online donation from Melissa coming from Florida. How are things down there in Florida, Melissa? You know what?
Sunny.
Yeah, in one way. I mean, you know, public radio is an amazing thing. Now, today is April the 5th, 2025, and there is a national movement going on called Hands Off. And every 50 states and the capital of every one of the 50 United States, there are people gathering together to express their ideas, their thoughts. Either they're in support of things that can happen, or they're against things that they wish would not happen. And public radio is an incredible platform to share uncensored journalism. No one tells me what to play. Every single week I come on the radio, no one tells me what to play. I have to play music. There it is. I've got a music program. But you know, that's an incredible freedom. That's freedom of speech. And freedom of speech is something that's been guaranteed to us. And there's something very powerful about music. And there's something very powerful about public radio, and we need your support. Can't do it without you. You know, things are changing, and we don't know where we stand in the executive order chain of command. You know, what's going to happen to some of our federal funding. And we're going to be looking to our listeners to continue to support us and keep us alive here, keep our operations going, the 24/7 broadcast that you hear, these incredible facilities, and all the volunteers, all the people that bring this to you. It means so much to us. So please take the time to make a donation. WJFFradio.org. You know what? We have telephones here. You remember how those work? 845-482-4141. So Richard Travis, here in the middle of a live afternoon. Wow. It's been a busy day. There was quite a gathering of people down at the courthouse in Monticello this morning for the hands-off demonstration. And so I was really pleased to be part of that. There was 200 to 300 people that came out, stood around in the rain with their umbrellas. And we had some amazing speakers and some amazing music. So it's just wonderful to come rolling here into the station and to feel like we've got that same energy flowing. And you can be a part of that. We need your support. 845-482-4141. So, okay. But I'm here for the music. And Richard Travis is one of the best we've got. So so he has got this really interesting guitar. I love guitars.
Ooh.
And maybe you've heard of the word dobro. Dobro is usually like this all-metal thing. But Richard's got this, like, hybrid. It's kind of an acoustic guitar with a dobro insert. It's very interesting.
It's also known as a resonator guitar.
Oh, you see, I have to learn everything. So what is a resonator? Tell us.
Well, a resonator guitar. It has these resonating cones inside of it. Some of them have one cone. Some of them have two or three. This one has one. And, well, it's actually my Czech heritage, to tell you the truth. Dobro was founded by the Dobro brothers, some Czech brothers, you know, in the 1930s, decided to start building these funny guitars. They're also called a national guitar. They call, you know, national guitars are also these resonators. But my family is Czech. My mother was actually a Czech refugee, which, oh, by the way, what an interesting world to live in. You know, in the 1960s, my mom, because, oh, she's a beautiful, let me tell you, 17-year-old, you know, a very good-looking woman. Her and 17 other Czechs were basically, like, rolled the red carpet out they escaped from Czechoslovakia to Austria and made their way over here, but, like, were given an apartment, they were given a job, and I just, it breaks my heart when I think of the way that people are treated that just want to come to this country.
Give me your tired, your poor,
right,
your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. the refuse of your teeming shore, send those the homeless tempest tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. Right. That's inscribed on the Statue of Liberty.
One would think.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I didn't know that you were that you had the Czech heritage.
And refugee heritage, more important to this uh-huh. for this moment. Like, in those days, communist refugees from certain countries, mm-hmm. white countries, were, here's mm-hmm. the red carpet for you guys. And I don't, you know, if you really think about it, just to pick on Venezuela, like, their food is way better than Czech food. Sorry, I'm Czech. I'm telling you the truth. Like, their music is better. I listen to Czech music. It's not that great. I mean, hey, guys, I'm sure there's good stuff nowadays. Please, mm-hmm. I don't need the Czech hate mail. I should check myself before I wreck myself.
Checklist.
You know, I'm trying. I got a checklist here, and I'm basically just trying to relate my own, like, you know, I won the genetic lottery being born in this country. Great. I don't think you should have to win a genetic lottery to live a good life, and this is a place in the world where you can maybe still live a good life. I don't know, we'll see. But I'm here to write songs about it, and here to write, you know, whatever it is. You know, music is kind of the news, unless mm-hmm. unless it's, you know, just has its head in the sand, which is a lot of the news does too. So, you know, here we are. it's a lovely life we get to live. But I do try to write things that encourage people rather than make them feel like, oh man, What a messed up world we live in. You know, here and there, pointed out. But
Each one of us has a certain amount of power, and nobody should ever feel like they're powerless. Don't give your power up. Don't give it up. You know, just expressing what you honestly feel is sometimes a very powerful statement. And some people feel like they have to walk on eggshells and they're guarded what they say. You know, as someone who broadcasts on public radio, I always try to be very sensitive to what I'm saying. You know, because I agree completely. I want to encourage people, whether you're a neocon or a MAGA or a Democrat. You know, we all have to come together. This is one country, and music is a powerful force to do that. And protest songs from the years have played such an important role in the shaping of our culture. And in the seven decades that I've been here, I'm seeing things that I had never seen before happen in our country. And so I'm really excited to have live music here on the Radio Catskill Fun Drive. You know, and you can't get this anywhere else. you know, that's a good thing, right?
I've seen to it that my you can't find me anywhere. You know, I'm completely anonymous. You know, I picked this really waspy last name. You know, I don't even want to tell you what my real name is.
All right.
No, okay, unpronounceable.
I'll have to have him back on air at another time, see if we can convince him to reveal all. But a resonator guitar is beautiful. It's really has like the whole bottom of the guitar is like this steel plate that's fixed onto the front of the guitar. And then it looks just like a regular guitar with a couple F holes in it.
What did you say?
A particularly unusual, a spectacular, outstandingly gorgeous guitar.
I call these S holes. I don't, you know, I guess they are F-holes. They are called F-holes. I just didn't know.
Can you say S-holes on the radio?
I don't, can I? So. I said, we've been saying F-holes and S-holes here left and right.
All right, well, you know, sing to me, baby.
Okay, I got you. No, I don't. When you're not in tune and you're not in tune, I knew it might happen. I was born beneath the willow tree. I was born beneath the willow tree. And somehow she still remembers me. Maybe if we wait a little while, I'll turn back into a child. Maybe if we wait a little while, I'll turn back into a child. I was born beneath the willow tree. Thank you.
I was born beneath the willow tree. And somehow she's still. This was not a dream. This is not a dream. It is still happening. I'd do anything at all. I would do anything you'd ask of me. That you would. Maybe if we wait a little while, I'll grow up into a child. Maybe if we wait, just wait a little while, I'll turn back into a child. I was born beneath the willow tree, yeah. Maybe if we wait a little while, I'll grow up into a child. Maybe if we just wait a little while, I turn back into you. Back into a child. I was born beneath the willow tree. In the willow tree. Willow tree. Willow tree. Willow tree.
Richard Travis, live on air here at Radio Catskill. I love that song.
Oh, thank you.
I love that song. Everyone has a child inside of them. And maybe you have children.
Huh?
Maybe they're in school.
Maybe.
Maybe they're hoping that they'll get their school lunches. Well, you know, I'm not sure if that's going to happen. I don't know how I feel about that. There's a lot of things I'm not sure how I feel about. But one thing I know, that music is incredibly powerful. Incredibly powerful. And radio station, public radio, is really powerful as well. And we are having our fun drive. We're about halfway there. We're hoping to raise $55,000. We're about halfway there. We're halfway through our fun drive. We're about halfway through today's program. And, you know, speaking of music, the Bethel Woods Performing Center of the Arts, they have some amazing concerts. I know I'm going to see Neil Young in August. Woo, can't wait. But right now, you know what? Bethel Woods is also a part of our community, and they've generously offered some tickets to a variety of concerts. So if you're out there and you're interested in supporting public radio, and you'd also like to see the Dave Matthew Band, or maybe you want to see the Black Crowes, how about the Steve Miller Band? How old are you? Do you remember the Steve Miller Band?
No.
Brave New World? Or Weird Al Yankovic? I don't know. But if any of those concerts, the Black Keys, the Black Crowes, Dave Matthews, if you'd like to attend one of those concerts and you make a donation of $150 to WJFF Radio, you get two tickets from Bethel Woods. Now, these are lawn tickets, but that's the place to be at the Bethel Woods concerts. It's incredible. It's an incredible opportunity. You can enjoy yourself. You can listen to, oh, man, I love the Steve Miller Band. I'd love to see him. Brave New World, you know. Just make a donation. It's $150. You can do that online, wjffradio.org. Or, you know, I've got this phone number memorized, and you could call us. We have people standing by to answer the phones, 845-482-4141. And I've got musicians standing around. We've had such an exciting day. You know, I understand Callie Seastrand was here this morning. We've just had all kinds of people. Aldo and Lil Sparrow, he had a bunch of guests. And I'm just really pleased to be able to invite Richard Travis, and Julian Jamo will be coming up soon. Just one last time, please support public radio. We do need your support. We're looking to raise $55,000. We're halfway there. You know, one $25,000 a donation. Just take care of all this mess. No, we love you so much for your support. Great, intense amount of gratitude of the support if you've already made a donation. Thank you so much. So music. So there was a quick change of plans. The resonator guitar, he just put it right down.
I did.
It wasn't in tune. I don't know.
You know how these things are.
Is it? I don't know. Are you? Are we tuned? The resonator.
Now we are. We are now.
This is Richard Travis live on Radio Catskill.
It is.
It's all yours, babe. Talk to me.
Oh, I'm talking to you. Here we go. I want to talk a little bit about certain concepts, things that get bandied about. First concept, actually the only concept, is soul. And they always say, you know, what is soul? Well, if I gotta tell you, then you ain't never gonna know, right? That's the cliche. But I take a different view. We've all got soul. Sometimes it feels hidden. Oh, but it never is. I welcome home. You are my family. It touches you in places you'd never expect. Hardly knew it existed, but now, with full knowledge, hold sacred this breath. Oh, my blessed family. Ah, I knew you as a single spark. It was deeper and deeper and way past dark. Too bright for your eyes. It's not too bright for your heart. Oh, my family. My family. The concept. We've all got soul. Sometimes it feels hidden. Oh, money never is. Welcome home. You are my family. Oh, my family. Ah, when the light seems dark and you can hear your heart strings echoing off bricks, air thick as quicksand, you can still just give me your hand, give me your hand, come on, give me your hand, give me your hand, darling. I knew you as a single spark. It was deeper and deeper and way past dark. Too bright for your eyes, but it's not too bright for your heart. Oh, my family. My family. We've all got soul. We are. We've all got soul. One more thing. Grace has granted us a taste of the infinite expanse in us. I said, grace has granted us a taste of the infinite
Wow. Our family. Yeah, that brings us all together. We're all like, we're one nation, we're one people. You know, and you can fly the American flag if no matter what side of the political divide you are on, fly the American flag, be a part of our country, and, you know, speak up for yourself. You know, now is the time.
It's the land, Kathy, in my opinion.
Yeah, the land.
The land connects us all.
Hold us together.
You know, and
it's beautiful.
Ill-begotten or not, however, we've got to try to do right by the land now.
Mm.
And, you know, hey, we're here, what?
20 minutes is by the Crow Flies is away from Woodstock. You know, we've got around here, we have some mantles to carry, and protecting the earth is primo numero uno. So I'm not going to tell anybody how to think or whatever, but everybody knows already that we got to protect the earth. That's like, mm-hmm. That's one of the big things, guys.
You know, I was lucky when I was born, I inherited a beautiful, beautiful earth, the national parks, the flowing rivers, the clean air, the clean water. And in the time that I've been alive, I've seen a lot of degradation occur in our environment, and climate change is real. But there's so many things, you know, that so many issues floating around. Find what you need to say, whoever you are, and, you know, say what you need to say. And we can listen to each other and we can come together in the middle. WJFF Radio Catskill. I've been broadcasting since 2010.
Whoa!
And just the idea that we have the freedom of speech in this country that we have. And I know that there's countries where that freedom of speech is denied. And we need to take advantage of it. So,
well, freedom of speech is, you know, it's not an absolute. It is, you know, you can't yell fire in a crowded theater, right?
Well, we've had to fight for it.
We have to continue to fight for it. Because as soon as, you know, it's always just, you know, a dominant, say, warmongering person goes into the office of the president, you know, they start, you know, he couldn't be Rage Against the Machine in the year 2001. You know, they said, you know, we haven't seen a Rage Against the Machine album since 2001. I wonder why. You know, they starve, you know, let's.
Yes.
They take voices that are not in alignment with the. Whatever the popular thing in the
spit it out.
I'm
Richard.
Trying.
Spit
I'm so out. Trying, and spit I'm trying to be so kind. Because honestly, where I really sit is, I just love everybody. I know that's like not something cool to talk about on the radio, but I really, really adore human beings, and I think we're gonna be okay.
I think we're gonna be okay.
Wait, we gotta push that forward. Like, hey man, like if I don't know if you turn on the TV, but man, like zombie apocalypse, this, that, they're always trying to get us to think negative, and you know, oh, you know, you know.
Well, the good news is that Radio Catskill brings you local news, local culture, and music.
Is.
You know, the idea, Richard, that you can sit here on this microphone and say what you feel in your heart, that's an incredible gift. And Radio Catskill is such an important part of our community. When I turn on the radio, I don't get serious. How many radio stations do we get here in the Catskills? There's a lot of interference. Sometimes you can't get a phone signal, but you can hear a couple of radio stations, and we're one of them. And I'm just so pleased to be able to, you know, support public radio. I volunteer my time as a host. So many of the people related to Radio Catskill, they're volunteers. Everyone that serves on the board, there's an incredible organization of people supporting this station. And, you know, as a listener, just turning it on, you're supporting the station. You're listening to what we have to say, and you're joining our community. And you could also make a donation, you know. If you could make a $10 monthly sound supporter donation, you know, that would give you the sense that you were involved in public radio, and it would be utmost convenience for you. You can call us at 845-482-4141, and you can sign up to be a sound supporter. That's 10 bucks a month. That's like a couple of cups of Starbucks coffee. You know what I mean? And you keep us going. You keep us going. So, I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. And on today's program, we have live music. Doesn't get better than that. You know, when you're a visual artist and you paint an oil painting, you finish your painting, you're done. And for the rest of your life, people can stand there and they can see your oil painting and they can go, oh yeah, we know who you are. But for a musician, it's lost in time. Unless you actually record it, every performance is unique. Every performance is different. And so so not only Richard Travis is here today, but we have another local musician. I don't know if you've heard of Julian Jamo, but it's my pleasure to have him join us here today. So just a second while we get adjusted. You take the seat. Okay. You sit over there. Every gotta herd these musicians around. It's like herding cats. If you've never been here to the radio station, you gotta come visit us. We got an amazing new facility. We're on Route 52, right outside of Liberty. Just drive down Route 52. You'll see a sign, Radio Catskill, on the left. And having live music on the radio, it just gives me personally a great sense of satisfaction that I can invite the musicians that I respect and admire for the work that they've done. And Julian Jamo is an amazing musician, not only a guitarist, but a drummer and a bass player. He's a producer. He's a wonderful songwriter. Say hello to us. Check your microphone.
Hello. Do I need these headphones on?
You see, I don't. That's behind the scenes conversation. I don't know. Headphones? Yes, put your headphones on if you'd like. You don't have to have them on. Whatever makes you most comfortable. So as a musician, different people play music for all kinds of reasons. When I find someone that is a songwriter, they're sharing their experience, their life experience in their music. And every single person is so unique, and we all have such a gift. Every single one of us has a certain amount of power in self-expression, and music gives you a tool to do that with. So when I think of what would I like to do for a fundraising, I want to have live people on the radio. So Julian Jamo is sitting here. I think he's got his guitar. So what have you been doing lately, Julian? That's not a trick question.
Arguably too much. So I've got some solo material that I've been working on through my degree that I'm gunning towards.
Berklee School of Music?
Yes. I'm doing a master's in songwriting.
Right, master's now. In songwriting? I thought it was music production. Songwriting.
I already did that one. Apparently, I have a problem.
So he's addiction. Back in school. Oh, my God. The ivory tower calls.
Yeah. I've got one more semester left, though. So.
And that's songwriting. And they give you assignments, don't they?
Only all of them, yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. It's endless. But it's great. I love it. It's,
Has it sparked your creativity, or has it given you how does it influence you as a songwriter?
I think you know what it is. It's just like anything, tools for accessing the creativity faster. The creativity's there. Going to school for songwriting isn't going to teach you necessarily how to be more creative or more in tune with yourself. You have to do that work on your own. You go to school for songwriting to allow you to more quickly access the tools and the facility to create the thing that you want to create. But you have to know what you want to create.
The muse is knocking.
Yes. Go to Berklee and they're like, here's inspiration. Here's your muse. That's within you.
What would you like to sing for us today, Julian?
A song, I
assumed that he had thought about this.
I did think about it. But now we're just talking about that. My head's somewhere else now. No, I'm just kidding.
No, that's the freedom of playing live. It's change your plans.
Yeah. I'll sing a song that I wrote before Berklee.
Okay. All right. This is Julian Jamo live here on Radio Catskill.
You've been away, and I just called to say I miss you. Every day, those deer come to play in our yard. Don't forget that you have a home here. Don't forget the way we are when we're together. Asleep on the couch in this house.
cafes and trains and fall matinees with friends. Yes, I know that you have a whole life there. Just remember, we're never too far from each other. You know it's hard to be pulled apart so often. I can't blame anything on you. But if I do, I'm sorry, but I'm trying, and I called you just to say I miss you. Yes, I know that you have a whole life there. Just remember, I'm never too far. Don't forget that you have a home here. Don't forget the way we are when we're together.
Julian Jamo, live here on Radio Catskill. I love that song. You have Richard is still here with us.
I am.
And I believe that you two do know each other.
We've never met formally.
Seriously?
Well, no, I mean in a formal sense.
Oh,
like,
okay,
we weren't
right.
at a, like, a coming out dance or something like that. But I've known him. We'd probably be dating both of us. I mean, you could be dating both of us right now, ladies. Hey, hey, hey. You know what I'm saying?
Silly Richard.
No, but yes, we've known each other for quite some time. And I would say that we have a healthy amount of love and respect for each other.
Richard was one of my early inspirations as a songwriter, actually. When I was young and on the open mic scene, I saw Richard perform, and it was eye-opening to see someone be so vulnerable and real and write about things that were so touching. And I was just like, wow, that is the power of music. I'm feeling watching this person perform. So it's an absolute joy to be able to still play music alongside him, yeah,
adjacent,
and experience
a certain vulnerability, yeah, in being a performer, in standing up there and sharing your innermost ideas. You know, sometimes I feel like I'm going to write something and no one will understand. And those are usually the things that are the most universal. You know, it's funny how that works. But I know that you've recently been, I saw you perform with a band and you had a few backup singers and stuff. And I know you're always interested in different types of genres. Are you still working with that? Was it Mondays?
Good for Mondays.
Good,
yes.
For Mondays, your recent band. Are you still performing?
Oh, yeah. I'm very excited with how far we've come, even just in the year we've been playing together. And we've got a full album that'll be coming out throughout this year.
What's the name of it?
It might be self-titled, I think. Oh. I think it's
just self-titled. That's a unique
Mondays,
name right there. You know? Oh, Good for Mondays. Okay.
No, I mean, I thought you meant the album. No, the band is Good for Mondays. Yeah.
I know that. But the album is going to be called self-titled. That's good. No, it's sorry.
No, that's okay.
I'm pushing it.
Yep. No, it's going to be good. We have a single. Well, technically two singles dropping at the end of the month, May 2nd.
Excellent.
Sort of doing an A-side, B-side thing. It feels like giving a little bit more than just like, here's a single, you know.
So how, you said that you had written that song before you went to Berkeley. Now, I know you've been involved with Berkeley for a few years. When did you write that song?
2020.
He's got a calculator.
I don't know.
He needs a pen and paper.
I write a lot of songs. Like so many songs, and they just don't, a lot of them don't stick, and that's okay. It's all a practice, you know, it's a process. So, you know, the songs that do stick, just they have something that means something to me. And
are you writing the songs for the Monday band?
Yes, and it's been an absolute joy.
Yeah. So you have like two women singing harmony with you and sharing leads. Is that how that works?
Yeah, they're amazing. It's Kelsey Valencia and Becky Monet. They're both local, and they're both great people. And everyone in the band is great. I can't wait to hear it. Yeah.
How can people hear your music?
It'll be on streaming platforms.
Richard, have you got anything streaming out there these days?
Only my tears.
Oh, okay. Tears in the rain. Yeah. Well, you know what? If you are interested in hearing this show again, you can go to the radio station. We have archives of our programs, and you can hear the last 2 weeks of Now and Then. You can just find it in the program archive if you'd like to hear this show again, if something has caught your fancy. In fact, any of the programs that were broadcast today are available in the archive. It's very cool. You can go there, wjffradio.org. And, you know, while you're there, you can make a donation for our fund drive. We're about halfway to our goal at $55,000. And one of our gifts to you is to bring you this live music concert all day. And once again, no one tells me what to play. No one told me who I could or couldn't invite. Oh, my gosh. No one, you know, I didn't have to do a background check on either of these gentlemen.
You should have.
If you'd have told them that you were having me and Julian, Richard Travis and Julian Jaimo on, they'd have said no.
Well, I didn't want to tell anybody until early this morning. No.
I know.
But, I mean, you know, that's an incredible thing. Public radio, what a unique institution, and it needs your support. We're 24/7. You know, we've got the same bills you've got. We've got operating expenses you wouldn't believe. And we are also an NPR affiliate, and we support the Corporation for Public Broadcasting supports us, and we do broadcast so much NPR syndicated programming. Maybe you like All Things Considered. Maybe you like Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman. Whatever it is you like, please support WJFF. Make a donation. You can call us at 845-482-4141. We've got people that are actually going to answer the phone. You never know who you'll talk to. Enough talking. We're here, and it's so wonderful to have everyone live here in the studio. So, Julian Jaimo, what would you like to sing next? You've got a catalog.
I figured it out.
You figured it out. Thank goodness.
This next song, I'm going to play because it's one of those songs that it took me a while to get it right. It felt good when I first wrote it, which is always good, and it stuck with me. But there was just something about it, and I actually the way that I had to fix it was sort of change some of the perspective. So it is a song about someone's internal struggles and how that is presented externally in a relationship with someone.
Okay, I'm very curious. First person, third person. I can't wait to hear the song. What's the title of the song?
War at Your Door.
War at Your Door.
Yes.
That sounds like something we all have to deal with.
Hold on. I have to take these headphones off.
Okay. All right. That's okay. Yeah. We call that a false start. You know, if you're a musician, it's no problem. Thank you, Julian. All right.
Look out, boy, she's coming for your gun. When the bullets fly, you better get you some. Load up the cannon, let her light the fuse. It's win or lose. Go take the enemy by surprise. Let her get real close and then open fire. Keep her in the dark so she can't see through. It's win or lose.
to war at your door. Don't let her in. It's a war at your door. Don't let her in. Out, girl, he's taking every shot. Let him give you hell, then take all he's got. Shoot through the dust when you're ready to. It's win or lose. It's a war. Don't let him in. It's a war at your door. Don't let him in. What if you let him in? What if you let him in? What if you let her in? You keep winning battles in an endless war. But when winning is losing, what you fighting for? If winning is losing, what you fighting for?
Julian Jamo, wow, War at Your Door. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Music is so powerful. In fact, there's a concert coming up I'd like to share with you. We're still kind of in the planning stages. But on May 18th, that's a Sunday, coming up here, 2025, May 18th, there's a concert called Sing It Loud, Songs of Protest. The Narrowsburg Union has generously donated the use of Delaware Hall, and on Sunday, on May 18th, from 1 to 3 p.m., we're going to have a concert. We're going to have, actually, Cat Scott will be speaking. We have a number of musicians that will be presenting a song from the list of the Rolling Stone 100 Best Protest Songs of All Time. There's this list on Rolling Stone, and you know some of those songs. So we'll be having a lot of local musicians. Actually, Richard Travis will be there.
Yes.
And I'll be singing. And the idea is, if you know the song, sing along. And we want to encourage people to become civically engaged. If the term activism is too strong for you, think about it as civic engagement. Your ability to engage with your local community, whether it's serving like Cat Scott does as a legislator in your local district, maybe running for mayor in your town, maybe being a musician who writes songs, the war is at your door, and maybe you're referring to an emotional war and to an actual political war. You know, now is the time to do what you can. So Songs of Protest, Sing It Loud, Songs of Protest on May the 18th. If you're interested in We Are One Sullivan and Indivisible, you can find a lot of information about ways to engage with the work that's going on right here in Sullivan County. And so, yes, what a day this has been. It's a radio station, Radio Catskill Fund Drive. It's our spring fund drive. We're looking to raise $55,000. And we're about halfway to our goal. We're about halfway through our fund drive. So if you take the time to donate today, or if you're not able to donate today, sometime during the next week, please take a minute to visit us online at wjffradio.org, where you can make a donation. You can be a monthly sound supporter or make a one-time donation. You can also call us. This station is crawling with people today. And if you were to call, you never know who will answer the phone. 845-482-4141. So,
Oh, wait, I wanted to mention something.
Yes.
we have in this area a little gem. And I don't mean to talk too much about it, but we have a weekly meetup, an open mic, if you will.
Open mic saves lives.
They do save lives. We have one at the Dale in Mountaindale on Post Hill Road. It's right there on the corner. There's not too much going on in Mountaindale, but let me tell you, the Dale's going on. But every Thursday evening from about, oh, I don't know, it's in the evening. It's like starts at like 9.
Oh, you guys go on to 2 in the morning. Come on.
Oh, we do. We do.
I know. They're down there playing and singing like wild men. Yeah, wow.
We have like, we have me and Julian are just part of it, but there's like such a cast of characters you're going to see, and multi-instrumentational people that sing, people that rap, people that improvise, all these kind of things. And besides, it's like a salon. It's a house of intellectualism. Let me tell you.
I mean, what more do you need?
What more do you need?
I mean, what more do you need?
Just wanted to mention it to you guys because, you know.
Wood-fired pizza.
Wood-fired pizza served till 11? That's crazy. In the Catskills, they serve food till 11? What's their problem? I love them. Let me tell you. Wood-fired.
It's where the magic happens.
It's really a special place.
Well, you know, when you're trying to raise money and you're at a fund goal and you're at 49.99%, it always takes one person to actually get you over. And now we've just reached the exact 50% of our goal. And I have to big shout out. Thank you, Andrew. Andrew, thank you for donating online.
Thanks,
you
Andrew.
Know, you've stepped up. Yep, you have stepped up, and we appreciate. We're so grateful for your green energy support. And if you'd like to become a volunteer here at WJFF Radio Catskill, we always need people to help with. There's a million things going on here. So if you're looking for a way to plug in, you know, come on down to the radio station. We're on Route 52, right outside of Liberty. And if that's too much for you, maybe you're busy, maybe you're in the city, maybe you're just up here occasionally. You know, this is still your community. So please take a minute and support public radio. Give us a call, 845-482-4141. So, you know, it's the end of the program for today. I'm Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then. And I'm just so grateful for the community that we have around us. And all the people that showed up today at the hands-off rally in Monticello, that was really special too. So Richard Travis and Julian Giamo have been our guests on today's program. Big shout out. Thank you for volunteering your time and your energy. Everyone has something to give, and I think music is a big part of that. Julian, is there anything you'd like to say to our listeners?
Keep listening.
Keep listening. Oh, that's a clever one. And I don't know, Richard has already said a lot.
Too much. Keep your radios active. Radioactivism.
What do we call it? Radioactivism. Radioactivism. I like that. Yep. I like that idea.
Yep.
So it's been a beautiful day, and it's not quite over. If you have something to do this evening, I hope you come together with people that you know, and that you can find it within you to step up. And if there's something that you think needs to be addressed, address it. So I don't know what else to say.
An envelope could be addressed, and it could be addressed to WJFF Radio with any amount of money that you would like to donate. Probably don't send cash because, you know, it's unsafe, but send a nice check to WJFF Radio, or you can call 845-482-4141 for fun. Come on, guys. It'd be fun. We'll just go on the website. The website's great. First of all, you got the archives on there. While you listen to the archives, you can make a donation. Come on. What, it hurt? It's not going to hurt. Trust me, it'll feel so good.
And, you know, we have such an incredible staff of people working here at the station. I don't know if they get enough recognition, but Tim Bruno is our manager, and he has just led the station. When we moved from our location in Jeffersonville here to our new studio, on Route 52, Tim Bruno was instrumental in making it go smoothly. And Jason Dole has been our programming director for years. Jason has been involved with the radio almost as long as I have, probably longer. And you know, we couldn't do it without the staff, Mimi Bradley, and we have a few interns floating around. We've got a journalist who's out in town reporting on public events. And all of these things make it something that you really can't replace. You really can't find it anywhere else. So if you have already donated, thank you so much. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed the live music on today's program. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. Thank you for listening.